Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley
and Beth Jacobson,
and we are so excited that you've joined us this evening. We have created this show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. We will have discussions on various topics, and we'll feature many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers.
Our show will be on every Sunday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can follow our show on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button or check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. Our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your feedback and insight on our show. You can reach Beth at 651-900-4136 or Marie 651-303-0555 if you want to talk in person. Or you could also download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or RSS feed buttons on our Blog Talk Radio page. Also, please go onto Facebook and like our Divine Goddess Radio page.
And our chat room will be open for any questions, so please feel free to type in and ask a question or just say hello. And today we are speaking with Kelly Spencer, a psychic medium whose mission has always been to work with the body and the complete body, mind, and spirit working as a whole. Kelly is also a trained shaman practitioner working with spirit, a vibrational life coach with a four-step program using her intuitive abilities, as well as being a trained Bach flower essence practitioner working with the mind. As a trained and certified national health professional with most emphasis on nutrition, she assists clients in seeking the cause of what may be happening to one's body that prevents it from being the best that it can. Kelly's website is kellyspencer.com, and it's KellySpencer.com. And her email address is kelly@kellyspencer.com. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you, you guys. It was really wonderful that you have me here. It's wonderful to be speaking with you right now.
Yes. Well, Kelly, I've known you for quite a while, and I know a little bit more about you than Marie and the audience does. Would you like to tell everybody a little bit more about yourself and, you know, some of the things that you do and how you do them so well?
Okay. And how I do them so well. Okay. I am one of those that has kind of lumped together a bunch of things together. And I think it's because I've always been a lifelong learner. Even though I've not been classically trained, so to speak, I've not gone to college. So I go on and I learn all of these things. But I've been a psychic medium for about 10 years now, and it's something that's been natural to me. And a channel for angels is what I also do. The channel for angels came about sometime back about 8 years ago that I started getting angels coming to me wanting me to speak for them, just deliver my message. So I started doing that and then created a vibrational coaching program, which a lot of people call life coach. I call it vibrational coaching because we're all on elevator floors, different vibration levels. And if you're not paying attention to your vibration level and where you're supposed to go, things can look a lot more difficult than what they really have to. And so, again, my angels decided that they're going to give me this four-step method to work with. And it seems to be working pretty good for a lot of people, including myself, because that's one of the other things that I've always learned is what I do or what I teach, I've gone through. And I have quite the stories to prove some of the things that I've actually gone through. I became a shaman practitioner mainly because of my love for Mother Earth, animals, the plants, nature, all of that stuff. And it's one of the things that I think that I was brought into because it's just part of me. I was a landscaper before I started doing this work professionally. So it's just something that was there for me is to work with Mother Nature. I'm a Bach flower essence practitioner. And many of you may not know what that is, but it's a flower essence. It's not the essential oils. It's the essence of a plant. And Dr. Bach was, he was a medical doctor in the 1930s that had to have been paying his, attention to his intuition, because he found 38 original essences, which now there's hundreds more, but he decided that the medical practitioner that they were doing at that particular time wasn't working for anybody. They were treating a symptom, and he knew that it had to be based on something more than that. And actually, a lot of healing is based on emotional facts, on things that you're, you know, it's brought by the emotional attachment to something that hasn't been fulfilled in your life. So with the essences, it eases you back into what you're supposed to be thinking on a regular basis, rather than everything being wrong. So those are a few of the things that I've done. I am a trained Reiki master, and I do not, as of now, offer any more of that. That's more of a benefit to me and my husband now. But again, energy healing of any sort, I just kind of go after. It's just what's in me, I guess. So that's a little bit about what I do.
So, Kelly, with the flower essence, the Bach flower essence, is that the stuff that you put drops under your tongue?
Mm-hmm. It is. And I only work with the 38 original ones. Like I said, there's hundreds more, and Australia has come up with even more than that with their plant types that they have available over there. And you just put a few drops under your tongue, or we make what we call a mother tincture, and you take a few of one of the 38, and you combine it with maybe up to about 7 of them. You put it into one bottle, mix it with some water, and then you take that as a drop underneath your tongue, or a couple of drops. But they all depend on what your status is, what your thought process. A lot of times you can go online and you can see what these essences are doing. The only problem most people have is the ego, tends to give us a different description of what we think is going on. So it shadows us, is the way that I would describe it, or keeps us from thinking clearly. So working with a practitioner, we can kind of nail you on it a little bit. And I have customers or clients that will say, well, that's not really me. And then I have to say, are you sure? Because that's not what I'm hearing. And what they're seeing or what we're hearing is what our ego wants us to say. So sometimes they can get, you know, you can get a little upset when somebody tries to nail you on your thought process. And so the flower essences bring that back into balance a little bit more. They allow you to see where your discrepancies are within your thought process.
Could you give us like a little bit of an example of what you're talking about? So those who may just be coming in, stumbling across this blog talk show right now, so they have a general idea of going, you know, what is specifically is she talking about? Can you give an example of how you would use the flower essence?
Well, there's a couple of ones that, you know, out of the original 38, their flower names is what they are. And there's one in particular that most people probably will be very familiar with, and that is called Rescue Remedy. Now, Rescue Remedy is treated as one flower essence of the original 38, but it's a mixture of 5 of them. And so if you've got any kind of trauma going on in your life, go straight to Rescue Remedy, because it has Star of Bethlehem in it. And Star of Bethlehem is for trauma. It has crabapple in it, and crabapple is about cleansing the system. So if you've got this trauma going on, you're going to want it to go out as soon as possible, not hang on to it. It has rock rose in it, which again is about easing you out of something. So, and it's got impatient, the flower impatient in it, which is about having the patience to be able to go through it. And then there would
be
another
that one.
There's a lot of people that need that one. I will take that one on a regular basis. That's just normal for me. And chicory would be another one. It's a really good one that I use for a lot of people, because chicory is about working with people that want to guilt you into something, manipulation. It's about competition. Those kinds of things. I will use chicory because my mother is a chicory. She loves to guilt me into thinking that I'm not paying enough attention to her and manipulating me into things like that. So chicory would be one that would be used. So those are kind of how flower essences work. But a lot of times when we look at them, we're like, really? Are we really like that? Am I really manipulative? I don't think I am. And so a flower essence practitioner can really look at you, at what you're saying, and say, I think that that might fit for you. But it's something that we take for a certain amount of time, we work through it, and then there might be something else that comes in. It's always that onion layer effect.
Wow, that's, you know what, that sounds like we have another show topic at some point. I think that's really fascinating.
It is. It really is fascinating how flowers or plants or trees, just the essence of them, can help our emotional aspect on what we're doing.
Yeah, so Kelly, what led you then to become a CNHP, a Certified Natural Health Professional? Can you explain your journey on that one and then explain what that is further for our listeners?
Okay. What led me to become a Certified Natural Health Professional was just plain necessity. I lived a life where I wasn't paying much attention to myself pretty much all of my life. I got myself into situations that didn't feel very good, being married for 21 years to a person that I knew that I shouldn't be married to the first year that I married him. And most of the time, we look at illness is brought on by the emotional attachment to something that hasn't been fulfilled in our life. So if we're not paying attention, what happens then is the symptoms start to show out on the outside of the body. And for me, a lot of it was, like I said, I spent a lot of years with a man that I really didn't need to be with or shouldn't have been with. I developed endometriosis. I developed cysts, fibroid tumors. I have herniated discs. I have underactive thyroid. I could go on.
Wow.
But it literally...
I can vouch for that.
Yes, you can, Beth. But usually what happens is if we're not paying attention to our life and really going with what's our heart, and listening to what our guides are telling us, this comes from the channel aspect of, you know, channeling angels and working as a psychic medium. If we're not listening to those things, that's what our body wants. And so our body is going to get the attention from us somehow, some way. That means anything. That can be somebody that has constant colds, asthma. It can be you have flu, the viruses of some sort, anything like that, or like I did. I had a lot of things that happened emotionally within that sacral chakra, the intimacy aspect. Didn't surprise me because the biggest part of my dilemma was married to a man I didn't want to be married to but was scared to death to leave him. So that's all intimacy issues, and that's what I brought about. My other part was being... in a family aspect that wasn't real good, and we had a lot of, you know, there's always a lot of dysfunctional family aspect out there. I think everybody has some kind of aspect to that, and mine was highly dysfunctional, and a lot of it was where I couldn't speak my truth, I couldn't voice myself, and if I did, there was ramifications for it, so I developed underactive thyroid. And, you know, for medical purposes, these are all diseases. Certified natural health professional, we don't practice medicine. We actually go after the cause. We don't treat the symptom. So then we have to look at these concepts of flower essences to really bring through what your ego is not showing you anymore, what you're trying to hide from yourself. Or it might be treating the real problem. What is the real problem? My endometriosis, the cysts, the fibroid tumors, herniated discs, all of that action, that really boils down to a lack of not being able to digest proteins. So once you can clear those things up, you can start clearing things up in your body. That's a little bit about how the natural health profession works, is we go after it through a natural cause. So we have to find out what the cause is first. And this is why I work in the whole concept of working with spirit, your guides, so that you can find out a little bit about maybe what's coming up for you or what has been in your past, even though you might not want to hear it or you might not believe it, Beth, to other concepts of the whole body. What's really happening with the whole body? Because I believe you cannot heal if you do not get to the whole aspect of it, your mental, emotional aspect of it, your physical aspect of it, and believing that there's a God above us. You know, and I use the word God yet. I don't use the word, I know I do use source, universe, however we want to describe it. But in that aspect is knowing that there is something up there that's leading us if we just surrender our ego over to it. And then there's all these God-given gifts that David, you know, Mother Earth gave us. There's herbs, there's flower essences, there's good food that we're supposed to be eating. And we need to learn more about it, because the way that we're growing our food these days, it's destroying us.
Can you talk a little bit more about the foods?
Well, the way that the food is grown now is that we've got to grow it, we've got to grow it fast, and we've got to get it to market. So farmers went away from cultivating crops, which meant that they had their tractors in the fields and they would cultivate the crops. When I was a kid growing up, we grew up in the country. And so all of my friends were farmers. I spent a lot of time on farms, even though I didn't live on a farm. And we'd have to go and help, like my girlfriends, so that we could all go out. And we'd be out in the field picking rocks, and we would be cultivating the fields with the tractors and fertilizing the fields, and then we'd be putting in the crops at that particular time. Well, now it has to be so much faster, get these crops to market. We've got to get food on the table, those kinds of things. So they went away with cultivating the crops. Now what they do is they get them ready, what I want to call Roundup Ready, which means Roundup, if anybody's familiar with it, is a pesticide that's put on weeds and things to kill it immediately. And so we have to have genetically modified foods in order to withstand being killed off by a pesticide that would kill them in a regular basis. I mean, it's come down to... I have a friend of ours that is a farmer now, and he forgot. He was growing corn, and he also had his own garden. Well, his sweet corn that was in his garden or his whole garden, and he Roundup readied his corn crop that he sells out to the everyday public. That withstood everything he had, killed off all his garden because it's not Roundup ready. So organic food is not something abnormal. It was what we had in the past. It just means that it was cultivated. It was grown with love. It was given nutrients. It wasn't just given nitrogen to shoot up as fast as it can, get me something to get to market. And it certainly wasn't genetically modified in any way to withstand weeds or pesticides will kill off the weeds that are growing alongside of it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of scary in a way. I've since gone back to the country because that's where I'm comfortable. And we're surrounded by hundreds and hundreds of acres. And it just amazes me. I mean, it's one of my goals to try to buy up every single acre that's around here because I want to turn it all back to organic and I want to put back in good organic ingredients that I know will help us, like alfalfa. Alfalfa is one of the best things that anybody could have at this point, whether it be giving them to our animals or us taking alfalfa pills or taking it in chlorophyll form, because it's considered the mother or father of all vitamins and minerals. It has so many to offer. And our government is killing that prospect because it's putting out their genetically modified alfalfa crops. Now, bees are going to take that and pollinate with organic, and there's going to be a time when we're not going to have an organic alfalfa field or any other thing. And what they grow around here is corn, and they grow soybeans around here, and those are all Roundup ready. So I find how they never cultivate the fields anymore. They just disc them. So they run just a disc through it, not really building up the soil at all. They throw on some lime, which actually from my landscaping days is makes the acid level in the soil somewhat balanced or a little bit alkaline, and they throw their crop in there. And then at least 3 or 4 times a year, they throw on nitrogen to shoot it up to get it to grow. Nitrogen is all about the top growth. That's all it's about. It's not about growing good roots, so they don't go down deep. And it's just about getting the crop to the field. And you can smell it. You can smell the pesticides when they're out there. It's horrible.
Yes, it is. That it is.
So if when someone comes to you and they say, okay, Kelly, I'm having, you know, this symptom, this symptom, this symptom. How do you start with them? I mean, can you kind of run through, say, a patient or someone comes to you and says, I'm experiencing that. Can you kind of walk through what your how you would do a treatment method, you know, and do you, like, do you do a diet plan for them, or do you, you know, kind of put together... I mean, what do you do, I guess, is what I'm trying to get at.
Okay. Well, each person is different. Again, like you said, we don't practice medicine. So, you know, first of all, there's a few laws that we have to go by, and that is we cannot diagnose and we cannot say that we can cure anything. Okay. Those are left up to our doctors. As far as those parts go. But what we can do is we can use body analogy. Our bodies give us symptoms. I could tell you in a minute of looking at you on one specific part of your face whether or not you've had surgery, because it will show up right underneath your nose. It literally, right underneath your nose, there's a spot, there's a little line that develops when anybody has had any type of surgery. I've had surgery, and I have that line. And I was so surprised when my instructor looked at me and he's like, you've had operations before, haven't you? And I looked at him and I was like, how do you know? And he looked at me and he pointed to my nose and he pointed to that little line and I hadn't even noticed it. And it's there. And it's there on everybody. And body analogy will give you a lot of different things. It leads us to look at things. I do a lot with body analogy. When somebody comes to me, we sit down and we talk, first of all, because, again, remember, illness is brought on by emotional aspects of what we're not fulfilling in our life. So, first of all, I've got to get them to talk about their life, because that is going to be one of those things. I had a client in the past, or actually I had a client sent to me from another certified natural health professional, and when she was talking to me, my friend that was a CNHP had said that she wasn't getting anywhere with this woman, and could I please step in? And so she was describing everything, and I was talking to her about it, and I said, quite frankly, it was digestive issues, and it was brought on by an emotional attachment, and then I said what it was. And she got very angry with me because it's the same thing that would being told to her by my friend. And we hadn't talked about it. We just came to the same conclusion. And she wasn't willing to listen to that because she kept telling me that she doesn't have any stress in her life. And there isn't anything to do with any kind of chemicals in her life. But needless to say, she cut hair for a living. She was a stylist. Mm-hmm. And knock, knock, Puddinhead, you deal with chemicals every single day. Even if, whether it's shampoo or conditioners versus maybe you give a perm or you color somebody's hair. Those are all chemicals.
Yes.
So she was refusing to see that aspect. And so what we do is we have to get them to talk and tell us a little bit about their life. And from there, then we start looking at them, or I do anyway. This is kind of my practice, is I will look at them. I will look at your face. I will look at... With women, there's two things that I can't look at, and that's because we pluck our eyebrows, but we have to see the natural eyebrow because that gives us an indication of what your body is like. Fingernails, it's pretty much impossible for women. Almost everybody but me, I think, has fake fingernails of some sort. But
I don't.
Most people...
I don't either.
Oh, good. But in that concept would be try not to cover up your fingernails because that they give away a lot. You can have ridges on your fingernail lines. That will tell me one of a couple of things. The ridges, if they're really, really deep and they are moving, so to speak, they go up and down, that will tell me that you have adrenal issues. If they're just straight ridges, that tells me that you're not being able to assimilate vitamins and minerals. If you've got a white center in front of your fingernail, that tells me you've got a long ways to go before you have the access to being healthy. If they're nice and pink, you know that you are healthy. I'll ask you.
I'm healthy.
Oh, good. So, see, and those are kind of the things that we look at. You can look at somebody underneath their eyes. I have bags underneath my eyes. That's a kidney issue, and I've had kidney issues all my life.
Wow.
And I would have never put that together. So what we try to do as a certified natural health professional is a good certified natural health professional will make a diamond shape out of what we're talking about. It will start with something that you have an indication of, that there's a lot of it going on with our talking. So I've got that indication. And then I will start to use the body analogy to link that up. There's another part of the diamond. And then we go back over again and confirm it with another part of the diamond. So it leads to the same thing. You know, some people say they have heart issues, and then we start looking at them, and they have the puffy eyes or dark eyes underneath, and we look at that part of it. Kidney issues and heart issues go together. Kidney issues, adrenal issues, heart issues go together because it's all stress-related, things like that. So we try to put them all together in a diamond issue. And then, of course, there is the ever-dreaded, what are your eating habits like? And everybody automatically tells me, I eat really good. Okay. Do you? And then we have to start looking at it. I do ask people to bring a 10-day. Don't lie. Just give me what you got. I'm not judging you whatsoever. What do you eat? But it usually doesn't end up that way. Usually most people will hide what they eat. And they hide it because we're supposed to be eating well in order to stay healthy. But we do go out to eat. I go out to eat, yet. I'm very picky about where I go out to eat, but I still go out to eat. Even though I eat 95% of my food is organic, the rest of it is not available grown organically. I try to avoid anything that's genetically modified because our body, it's that concept of don't fool around with Mother Nature, because she will come back to bite you in the ass, is absolutely true. When we're fooling around with seeds and trying to make something grow in an area that it cannot grow in, so it adds in, let's say, a gene from a cold water fish to make a tomato grow in an area that it can grow in or can withstand some temperatures. Mother Nature is going to get us back for that somehow, some way. And if we're putting or growing this food that is grown in pesticides, that goes up through the plant, and we're eating that. We have toxins that are coming to us constantly every day.
How do you know
if
you're
water.
Eating something that's GMO or has GMO in it? How do you know?
We don't know. That's one of the things that we've been fighting. If you are on my Facebook page, you're going to see things like Monsanto does not have my permission to turn me into a science lab. It's going to have things in there about we need to stop genetically modified aspects. We need to stop Monsanto, that they've been banned in 13 countries so far, except United States, and 50 countries are now saying no to Monsanto products.
Yeah. Yep.
But
I
we're not.
That. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you'll see those on my Facebook page. We have to decide, we have to understand what is a genetically modified organism. And literally, the United States and our government is not saying that we have to have those labeled. So organic companies are getting smart, and they're starting to say it is not or a non-GMO. So I go to products that are non-GMO, and some of them we just don't know at this point whether they are or not. But you can tell there are certain things that are highly GMOs, and those are corn. I can tell you I probably don't eat corn in my diet or in what I'm doing maybe once or twice a year. That's it. And even then, it's still organic, but it doesn't mean that it hasn't been genetically modified.
Oh, God, I just had corn
today. Oh, good gravy.
You know, and it's not to say that it's completely bad, because we have to have balance in our life. That's one of the other things that's happening with us. We have no balance. I always call it that teeter-totter effect, or what that's what we call it when we were kids, seesaw effect. You have one person on one side, the other person on the other side, and it was that game where you could go up and down on this board. We're so not balanced anymore in our life. You know, farmers right now are making money and growing three things, potatoes, corn, and soy. And not a one of them is any good for us. And no, potatoes are not good for us. They are a vegetable and they are not good for us.
They're not? Good
no.
God, I had potatoes and corn today. I'm not off to a good start.
I thought potatoes were supposed to be high in iron and vitamin C.
This is the concept that we work within the natural health profession, is the good, better, best scenario. When you're eating normally and or have a good balance to it and you're relatively healthy, things aren't going to bother you as much as somebody that is kind of like me that had a lot of health issues that I'm recovering from and a lot of emotional issues that I'm recovering from. So then I have to look at what's good, better, and best out of this. Having corn every now and then and a potato every now and then that does offer potassium and some vitamin C and those kinds of things, not bad. But somebody that needs to use nutrition to heal their body, I'm going to skip the potato because I can't get the nutrition that I need to out of that potato. It's wasted calories.
Dang.
But then, so do you see
even
how that
organic
works?
Potatoes aren't good for you?
Not necessarily. The whole potato, you want to take a quarter of the potato along with the skin. Throw the rest away. Eat that little bit, and you have the high potassium. You have a little bit of the vitamin C, and you have a little bit of that iron in that part. The center of it is solid starch. This is where you're going to get where you get those highs and lows or hypoglycemic action to it. You eat and all of a sudden you're tired. That would be from that center of the potato. So if you're going to be looking at using foods to try to heal the self or keep you healing or working with nutrition to heal, then you have to be particular about what food you're eating. And at that part is, I'll take that quarter and that skin, eat that, throw the rest. I actually don't throw it away. I compost it, which is, I guess, something that all of the animals around here are really loving. My daughter had commented on the fact that all of our pheasants that I post online are really big and fat, and theirs aren't. And I think it's because they're in my compost pile all the time. And it's all organic material going in there, so they're eating very well.
Well, speaking of pheasants, what's your philosophy on, you know, eating meat then?
Well, you know, here's that balance thing that we're looking at again, where we've got all of these, we're balancing now, we're going over, and we want to go right to being a vegetarian or a vegan. You're hearing a lot of people about this. We need to be this. We've got to be this. And we don't have to be that, but there are some alternatives to being vegetarian. I'm not so sure there's alternatives being vegan. Vegan is a way of life that you take out anything from an animal. So anything made of an animal is a real strict vegan. So you wouldn't wear leather. You wouldn't have leather products around you. Being vegan, you wouldn't eat things from animals or animals. So you would only be on vegetarian kind of concepts. But then we have the concept of people taking soy products and making them look like a hamburger. And we have soy products made to look like different types of food that you wouldn't get if you're a vegan. And the problem with that is you add soy to that and you're not getting anything better to help you in health than before, because soy is another product that I will tell you to stay away from. And it's because soy creates phytoestrogens in our body. Now, we create enough estrogen in our body. We don't need any more created. And a phytoestrogen is a fake estrogen. So, again, you're fooling around with Mother Nature, and she doesn't like that. So your body gets very, very confused, and we have a lot of hormonal issues. And this is another reason why you have problems with thyroid. The estimate is 95% of Americans will have some kind of thyroid issue.
Wow.
And it's not, yeah, and it's not just because of the phytoestrogens. It's also because of the water that we drink. If you look at that, the water that's being made for us in cities is chlorinated and fluorinated and put in bromine. If you look at those three, I'm not really good with chemicals as far as those parts go, but if you look at the chemical makeup, you need iodine for the body. So it's chlorine, fluorine, bromine, and then iodine that comes on that chemical makeup within a biology standpoint. So your body's absorbing all of those. That's what it's feeding the thyroid before it gets to the iodine, which we're not getting. So we're actually poisoning our bodies. And quite frankly, fluoride, what they're putting in our water, is a byproduct of aluminum. They didn't know what else to do with it. So they decided that it was good for us, and they put it in our food or in things that we drink. And literally right now they're showing that aluminum contributes to Alzheimer's, and we're drinking it every day.
So what are we supposed to do for water then?
Good clean water is really the best way to go, which would be that you can get, there's all kinds of systems that you can put on your water to sift through it to make sure that you're taking away those chemicals. There are particular ones that will take out just chlorine so that you can get that. And you can put them on your faucets. And when I was living in the city, literally it was making me so sick. I couldn't even take a bath because I couldn't sit in the water. And what I got was a whole house. It took out all of the chemicals. It took out every one of the chemicals and brought it back to a natural state. It was kind of expensive. It was a $1,000 unit, but for me it was worth it. And when I go traveling, I have a unit that I work with that has a ceramic filter in it. So I'll put city water in that, and it drains through that, and it will take out any of the product. You kind of want to stay away from bottled water. It's bottled water. It comes from city water. Most of it is city water. And it's
what just, about the distilled water that everybody talks about? Is that safe?
Yeah, actually, it is very safe. It does distill out a lot of distilled water. I had a distiller that I have and used for many, many years before I moved back out to the country. And now I'm just using the minerals that are in the water naturally. But even then, I will use a distiller when the fields are in play. Because that water
distilled
is going
water is safe.
Yeah, distilled water is safe. The only thing with distilled water is it takes out any kind of minerals that are available to the system. So sometimes you might want to put a mineral concentrate back into a distilled water.
Oh.
Being a certified natural health professional, you know, there's just no one thing that is going to be best for you. You have to determine what it is going to be. Diet is a big thing. It comes down to diet. Digestion, elimination, hydration, those are three of the most important things to keep us healthy.
So what are there common ailments that can be healed with nutrition that you see regularly? You know, because there might be people listening going, oh, well, you know, if there's common stuff and they know they can heal with nutrition, you know, then I think that would help people get on a right path.
Mm-hmm. And usually you can think of it this way, is if you don't have access to organic foods, because, yes, they are a little bit more expensive. The reason why they're more expensive is because the farmers have to go back to doing it the way they did it before, which is paying for the gas or the fuel to get their tractors into the fields, to cultivate them, to put down good actual food for the plants. So it costs a little bit more to raise these. Plus, they're not just swiping them through with a machine. There's people in these fields that are cutting these lettuces. They're cutting these foods. They're actually cutting them off of the branches that they're grown on and then being brought to market that way, versus machines going in and taking, you know, thousands of acres in one day. There's people that they have to pay to do this. So organic foods do cost a little bit more money, but they do come with a lot more minerals and vitamins attached to them. And so then we have this other food that is being brought to market. Washing it the best that you can is really, really good, but there is still chemicals in there. And so you look at that, and the more our body we're eating these chemicals, that is building up in our system. And so this is why we have more cancers and why we have more frustrated, angry individuals in our life right now, because our liver is one of the main things that cleans out the chemicals and toxins. And liver, if you look at that in a spiritual aspect, is all about anger and frustration.
Yeah.
So working with cleansing the liver on a regular basis, if anybody does want a really good recipe for that, it is very, very simple to work with, is done by the book Hulda Clark, and it's called The Cure for All Diseases. And her belief is, and she's proven this over and over again, and with me working with it, I believe in it, is that we all have parasites in our body, parasites, worms, bad bacteria, things like that. It's normal. And, you know, but giving them to a point where they're so over and out of control, they feed on our food before we do, so they can get at it faster. So it's going to take all the good benefits. And so if you clean those out by using a good parasite remedy, this is where working with a certified natural health professional, we have classes for homeopaths and herbs and how to make them. There's good God-given herbs that we can take that will kill off parasites or use as a cleansing aspect to it. And then when you get done with that part of it, that's a colon cleanse look to it, cleaning out all these things. Then you would want to move into cleaning your kidneys out, because this is another major organ that gets rid of or filters our blood and all kinds of things to get rid of toxins. So then you start working on your kidneys. And again, from this book from Hulda Clark, she's got a fabulous recipe that I use all the time. And I have it. If anybody would like it, I would easily email it to you if you would like it. So you don't have to buy the
book. Would you have a problem with sending me that, and I could have Marie put it onto our blog so people can go into it and they could get it? Would you mind doing that? Or would you? Okay. So I'm wondering, what does the role of gluten play, do you think? Why is everybody allergic to gluten?
Because here's that concept that I was telling you about before when we first started, when I had all of these issues that showed up to be, if I'm following it back to the cause, I'm not treating the symptoms anymore. Because I was treating the symptom of endometriosis. I was treating the symptom of cysts on my ovaries. I was treating fibroid tumors in my uterus. I was treating the herniated discs. I was treating the underactive thyroid. I'd been on medication for 13 years and decided I can't do this anymore. I'm tired of going to the doctors. I want off of this stuff. I got to figure it out. So that's why I became the certified natural health professional. And so in that aspect to it, gluten, it all boiled down to one thing for me. I was not able to digest my protein. And this is why, let's go back to being vegan or vegetarian. This is why so many people are wanting to be vegan or vegetarian. When you can't digest something in your diet, you crave it at first. So if you're craving sugars, you're not being able to digest any kind of carbohydrate. And carbohydrates start first for digestion in the mouth. You chew, 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 and chew until you can't chew that stuff anymore. It's nothing left of it. It's cake batter. And I can sit in a restaurant and see people literally inhaling their food. They're not even tasting it. They're not chewing it. And then for me, the problem with that was protein. I'm not able to digest protein, so I craved meat on a regular basis. That just made things worse for me. And so then after you get to the extreme of it, or people that want potatoes or they want potato chips, that you can't, you're not digesting fats. And so when you get into these things, you crave them at first, and then after a while your body gets smart and says, you know what, I can't stand these things anymore. Get them away from me. I can't digest them anyway. I don't want them. Just keep them away from me. And so then you don't want them at all. So we're all going towards this vegetarian look. Please give me something that's clean. Although, don't get me wrong, clean foods, raw foods are still the best way to go. Because when we cook food to the degree of 107, we have now destroyed most everything for vitamin and mineral that's in it. So raw is still the best way to go. But reason why, that's the reason why.
Kelly, I hate to cut you off short here, but we have people who are wanting to ask you questions. Are you okay with people asking their questions right now?
That would be fine.
Okay, anybody who wants to call in, they can call 347-927-9360, or just type a question into the chat room and we'll read it on the air. So, Marie?
I'm going to bring in the first caller. It's area code 212. So, here they come. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Go ahead and ask your question.
Hi. I am looking for a nutritionist. I live in New York, and I'm thinking of wanting to go deeper. I've been doing, blending my food and juicing and doing a lot of vegetables and fruits. But I think this is because of stress, and I'm not balding, but my hair in the front is kind of thinning, and I'm kind of worried about that spot. It's been kind of my weak spot. I don't know if there's anything I can do to heal it. I didn't want to be eating meat, but I've been eating chicken because my acupuncturist told me that my blood was very low, and so I've been looking into that and taking some things like liver things for my blood, and I think it's been helping me. But in terms of for my hair, I know cucumbers are good, but what's really going on with my hair, and why is it going into my hair?
Okay. Well, I can tell you it this way, is my hair will fall out in handfuls when I'm around any kind of chemicals. In the beginning, before I had done this work, I was a landscaper, and I had my own commercial painting company. So I would work with painting houses and inside, outside, those kinds of things. So I was around a lot of chemicals. And when my hair started falling out, the first thing that I go to is thyroid issues. And literally, it doesn't have to be thyroid issues. It's just that your body is so full of chemicals. So when you're working with the liver and cleansing the liver, and I'm not a fan of cleaning out all organs at once, like an all-body cleanse, because if you have one organ that's not working, most all of your organs aren't working correctly. And so then you shove all of these chemicals in or cleanses in to get rid of everything. One, they're going, what do I do? Here, kidneys, you take it. Oh, liver, you take it. Oh, you take it, colon. And so doing them one step at a time, colon, kidneys, liver, and going on that way. But with you juicing with the raw vegetables and the raw fruits, those are wonderful. Juicing is not my favorite because, again, you throw away a lot of the pulp, which has got the minerals in there. Going towards using the Vitamix and going towards the green smoothies, as I call them, as many dark leafy greens as you can get. The dark leafy greens give you actual proteins that are broken down so that you can actually digest them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking at your hair falling out, it is a stress factor.
It's not falling out. It's not falling out. It's just thinner on top of on top towards my forehead,
yeah.
A little part on the right side. It's not falling
okay.
out, or I'm okay with my hair. It's just that little area.
Right, and so if you're looking at that area without seeing you, that's a kidney issue. If you're looking up at your head and looking at your head, and you got thinning on that side or both sides, just above your eyes and on the side of your head, by your forehead, those are kidney issues. And then if you have balding, like men bald in the back of their head, those are large intestine issues, small intestine issues. They're, each part of where you're balding on your head is a certain issue within the body. So what I would look at is the stress involved. It doesn't mean that you're stressed out at work, although that probably is the case. This would be that concept of working with flower essences to calm the body where you're not allowing yourself to see it. The other part of it then would be to work with cleansing the organs individually so that you can get them all cleaned out. And then it's what are you putting into the body? Because, again,
I feel like for the last month and a half, I've been eating a little bit too much of the tofu, like the lean protein tofu.
Yes, soy.
And I feel that has created like a little extra tissue in my breast. I don't know, there's a little, it feels like a lump, but it's a circular thing. And I feel it's from the tofu or something that I ate that was a little too much with the estrogen, probably.
Yes,
I feel that
the phytoestrogen.
Yeah, I feel like I confused my body severely. I mean, once a week it's okay, but I was eating it almost a whole weeks for like 2-3 weeks in back-to-back, maybe, you know.
Yeah,
hey,
Kelly,
Kelly, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Because we have some other listeners on here and our time is becoming quite limited. Would you prefer that she email you on your personal email so you can get a little more detailed? Because I would like to see what our other...
I would like to have your contact information and get a consultation. And I don't know where you live, but maybe you would do Skype work or something. I would be interested.
Yeah, I do Skype work or over the phone.
What is your phone number?
If you go onto my website, there's a contact form there, and you can just get to me from there.
Kelly Spencer, KellySpencer.com, and you'll get all of our information. We'll put it on and post it on our Blog Talk Radio page after
that.
It will be on there as well.
Okay.
But thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, guys. I don't know what
Okay. All right, and then we've got another caller, area code 404. Bring them on the line. Hello,
Hi, thank you, Kelly.
Do you have a question?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Quickly, can you tell me what I can do for arthritis? I decided to stop my medications because my body is rejecting it. And I need to do something.
Arthritis, is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Arthritis, again, if you go on to I don't have the book available for me right at this moment, but there's a really good book on it about curing arthritis. But within that, what it is if you want to get rid of the pain and the inflammations and the things like that, you've got to get rid of the sugars that are in your diet. And what I mean by sugars is anything over 6 grams. So if you're looking at and buying products, turn it over, look at the ingredients, and make sure that there's 6 grams of sugar or less in there. Get rid of all of your white products, white sugar, white flours, any white potato, any of those kinds of things, because those are starches that we were talking about before. Starches are a sugar aspect. And so eliminating sugars in your diet will help arthritic issues very, very quickly.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, bye.
And Marie, do we have any other callers? I know
we
lost a couple.
We did, yeah.
We lost a couple callers.
Yep. But we have about 5 minutes left, so if we would just want to wrap up. Kelly, is there anything else you wanted to share with us before we end?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that we're looking at about balance. It's really, really about balance. It's about looking at your diet, first of all, because foods are very, very important. We can go into the raw. You don't have to become a vegetarian. If you look at it, we need meats in our diet. They supply a B vitamin 12 that is not available anywhere else. So B vitamins are very, very important for the nerve system. And in that concept is, I'm not a fan of taking away one thing and for another. It's really about balance. We've proven over and over and over again that some of the longest living people in their, well into their hundreds, have been that way because they have a balance of food. It's not that they're taking one thing out for another. It does go back to looking at our digestive system, though. And it does go back to making sure that what we are digesting or what is going in has to be coming out. There's that elimination. And we have to have hydration. It's not about drinking pop for dinner and expecting us to have hydration from it. Our body cannot determine the water in pop or coffee. It has to have water, and it's got to have good, clean water. And it has to have that on a regular basis. And when we're digesting our food, it starts in the mouth. So we have to start chewing our food. You've got to take 30 minutes or more for whatever you're doing to eat. And, you know, in Italy, they'll sit down for a two-hour lunch. And they're doing it correctly because they're enjoying the process. They're taking time with their food. They're eating their food. They're chewing their food. They're enjoying their food. And it's all about that. For me, it's all about the whole thing. It's looking at what happened in our life before and knowing that you have issues with that. We have dysfunctional aspects in our families, in our lives. We have to look at clearing those. I always refer to that as going on a journey. We're following our path. We've packed up all our bags from our past, and we're going to go. But that airline woman is telling us, you can't take all those bags with you. We'd love to have you on this trip, but you can't take them all with you. So you're going to have to start clearing out things that are no longer needed anymore. That can mean anything. That can be emotional aspects to things around your home, to anything. So be willing to get or let go of things that no longer pertain. We were just talking about this before, Marie and Beth, about this being the Chinese New Year of the snake. The snake is all about death and rebirth, which means that you're not going to die, but it might feel like you're dying when you're going through some of these things, but it also means that you're going to rebirth. So you're going to be reborn into another change in your life. And so when you're reborn, it's going to go a little bit easier again for a while because you're on that new vibration level. So the snake is all about death and rebirth. So thinking about shedding that old skin and growing a new one. You know, the snake doesn't have fingers and thumbs and stuff to pull its skin off. It's got to, you know, wiggle through it and rub on things to move through it. So it doesn't always look good at first or while you're going through it. But once you get through it, the way Archangel Michael always describes to me is go towards your fear. Therein lies the biggest reward. And we don't do that as humans. We're afraid to do that, so we cry and we don't do it.
I do that a lot.
I do too. The 21 years I've
spent
in marriage.
I can't do it. Well, Kelly, you know, I have a question. I have a question for you. We have 1 minute left. Are microwaves good for us?
Absolutely not. Throw them out. I haven't owned a microwave for years. I have not used it. We do not need to use it. My entree is telling me that we do. We do not. And they came about for one reason. They've never been investigated on our health at all. They came about by the radar range. If you hear that term, radar range, it was an oven that was made for us in way back in the 50s, I think is what it was. It cooked faster, and they understood this. There's a lot of different things on how they came about it. But what happened was they thought of this process, and it was a money-making venture. No government agency checked into it to see how bad it really was. one of the biggest things for it is it changes the molecular structure in our food. It cooks it from the inside out and destroys all molecular structure in that food. So how can that be good for you? Much less the radiation that it's got going on.
Exactly. Well, Kelly, you know what? We are at the end of our show, and Marie and I would love to thank you for you sharing your healing knowledge with us. And again, everybody, Kelly's website is kellyspencer.com, and her email address is kelly@kellyspencer.com. And you can follow our Blog Talk show by clicking on the follow button and also check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And our email address is divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. And we'd love to hear your feedback and your insight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we send love and light to everyone out there. Have a great week.
Have a great week, everyone.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.